Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Apektado pa rin po ng kakulangan ng supply ng rapid antigen test kits ang mga estado-teritoryo sa bansa. Pero sa mga nakapagpatest na gamit ang RAT at nagpositibo sa COVID-19, ano nga ba ang dapat gawin? Sa bagong guidelines na inanunsyo ng National Cabinet, hindi na kailangang kumpirmahin sa PCR test ang positive test result ng rapid antigen test. So hindi nyo na kailangang pumila ng pagkahaba-haba. Sa halip, ayon po kay Prime Minister Scott Morrison, kung hindi naman malala ang nararanasang sintomas, maaari ding tumawag sa mga GP gamit ang telehealth system.
The most important call to make is to your doctor. Now, case numbers are less the issue. It's connecting to care that is the issue, and the Commonwealth provides the telehealth support for people to be able to do that and to get advice on how they can manage their infection at home, and should matters escalate, then obviously to seek further assistance. So what matters first is the people who have COVID, the care that they get connected to.
7 araw ang isolation period sa mga nagpositibo sa test. Kailangan ding agad ipaalam sa mga kaibigan o kapamilya na inyong nakahalubilo ang inyong resulta bilang mga close contacts. Ayon naman sa president ng Royal Australian College of GPs, Dr. Karen Price, maaring mahirapan din sa ngayon ang mga doktor sa pagsagot ng mabilis sa mga tawag dahil sa dami ng COVID-19 positive patients na inaasahang kukonsulta sa mga GP. Nananawagan naman si Australian Medical Association New South Wales Chair Michael Bunning sa mga pasyente na habaan pa ang mga pasensya sa mga konsultasyon. Ayon sa kanya, ang mga may mild to moderate illness na fully vaccinated naman, nakapagpa-booster na at mga walang malubhang medical conditions ay kakayanin ng magpagaling sa loob ng bahay.
Most people have mild to moderate symptoms are likely to be able to manage at home with the same kind of measures you would usually take if you had a mild respiratory illness such as a cold. The thing we ask people to do is rather than trying to call their practice, which is often fielding many dozens or hundreds of calls, it is to try and book a telehealth appointment for some time in the next few days, knowing that you will have an experience of some respiratory symptoms, a cough, maybe a runny nose, add to that a headache and feeling really fatigued. But you should know that those are things that people are experiencing, and to know that that's, you know, relatively common and understood in the context of this illness.
Pansamantala ding ipinapagpaliba ng mga non-urgent elective surgery sa Queensland, sa South Australia, New South Wales at Victoria. Samantala, may kanya-kanya namang diskarte ang bawat estado at teritoryo sa pamamahagi at pagkolekta ng datos ng rapid antigen test. Sa Tasmania, ang RAT na ang magiging pangunahing gamit sa pagtukoy ng mga positive cases. Sa Victoria, New South Wales naman, kailangan tumawag sa health department o mag-fill out ng online form para may rehistro ang resulta ng inyong mga test. Ayon sa Acting Chief Health Officer ng Victoria na si Ben Cowie, ang mga magpo-positibo sa RAT ay may parehong karapatan at obligasyon sa mga nagpo-positibo rin sa PCR test.
In our eyes, in the eyes of the department, you have COVID. And all of the requirements, the public health requirements around that, but also access to clinical services and welfare support is contingent upon that positive test. I'll also add that your requirements to isolate start at the moment you test positive on a rapid antigen test. So if you are going, if you do elect, and we are discouraging people from doing this, but if you choose to confirm with a PCR test, you have to be, that has to be your one trip out of isolation. You're not allowed to go shopping, you're not allowed to go and visit people. You are in isolation because you have COVID-19.
Samantala, isinama na ng South Australia ang rapid antigen test results sa kanilang daily case numbers. Ang mga ibinahaging test kits ay nakarehistro para madaling matukoy ang mga pasyenteng mangangailangan ng tulong. Sa Northern Territory, sapat pa naman daw ang kakayahan ng teritoryo na tugunan ang kapasidad ng PCR testing ayon yan kay Minister Michael Gunner, habang nananawagan naman ng Queensland Government sa mga residente na kaagad ipagbigay alam sa Queensland Health ang resulta ng kanilang test sa bahay. Hindi naman kailangang bumisita sa mga emergency department ang mga magpo-positibo, maliban na lamang kung magiging malala ang nararamdamang sakit.
If you have a home test, it has come back positive, then you should assume you are positive with COVID and follow all of the advice that is readily available for you online or in many forms, or if you're not sure what to do, you can ring the 134 COVID number for advice. Don't call an ambulance. Don't turn up at an emergency department simply because you have a positive test, unless you are seriously unwell and needing that treatment. And that goes for people wanting tests.
Good news naman tayo, mula ngayong araw, maaari nang mag-claim ang mga Australian na nag-positive sa virus ng hanggang $750 na pandemic leave disaster payment. Pero depende po yan sa nawalang oras ninyo sa trabaho. Kailangan lamang ipakita ang nakarehistrong positive test result mula sa inyong mga health clinic at GP. Samantala, kahit mahirap na ang pagkakaroon ng sintomas, mahirap din para sa mga residente ngayon ang makahanap ng testing kits. Bukod sa tumataas na presyo, halos wala nang mabilhan nito kahit saan. Nangangamba rin sa University of Melbourne Epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely na hindi na magiging tama ang bilang ng mga kaso kung hindi mare-report ng mga nasa bahay ang kanilang kondisyon.
But it would be much better to have that rapid antigen testing loaded up into our surveillance system to give better data. What we do think is that in New South Wales with 35-odd thousand cases, that's a gross underestimate. It's probably 5 times as much as that, somewhere around that, which is a lot, it takes your breath away. But also, it's kind of good news too, because the Doherty modelling leaked before Christmas suggested that New South Wales would peak at 200,000 infections per day. So it would suggest that New South Wales is about to peak and come down. So there is some good news in there.
Para naman sa mga nais makasiguro na dekalidad ang inyong mga nabibili o nakukuhang test kit, payo ni Alexandra Martinuk, isa sa mga professor ng epidemiology sa Faculty of Medicine and Health sa University of Sydney, nagbibigay ang Therapeutic Goods Administration ng impormasyon sa mga aprobadong test.
The TGA has a really helpful website regarding which rapid antigen tests are approved in Australia. So, you know, that's important because people might do sort of a shopping from other countries and try and get them here. Also, there's a lot of talk I've heard about people traveling overseas and trying to bring back in bulk because they're so much cheaper, for instance, in Asia, but those tests may not be approved here. And some tests are more sensitive than others, and sensitivity matters because it means you're less likely to miss a true case of disease. So you want to have a really sensitive test. And so the TGA website ranks those by also by sensitivity.
At yan po ang binuong ulat ni Peggy Giacomelos na isinali natin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.